Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast.
My name's Eamon.
And my name is Dan. And this is where we help you unlock the life of your dreams.
So something I've been really noticing recently is that people are really desperate to be led, you know, and this doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a leader to be the one leading. But like, yeah, even in every type of scenario, people want to be led. They want to be, you know, they want to relax and just let a person, you know, decide what's happening for them. And even the, you know, the most like alpha leaders or whatever, they still want to be in this scenario because everyone ultimately, I guess it comes back to feeling safe. People want to feel safe, you know? And if also, I guess you're, you know, you're conserving calories, which means you're going to stay alive for longer from an evolutionary biological perspective. If you are relinquishing that leadership because you're not making the decisions all of the time. But this is really effective in that, you know, you can just make decisions for other people and lead in that way. And so, you know, to dive into a particular example, I suppose, is like, you know, in social interactions, if you're having an interaction with a friend, you know, you just meet them, like, I guess this comes back to like pre-framing as well. You can decide, oh, I want this conversation to go really positively. And so instead of being like, hey, Dan, how's it going, man? You know, that sets the tone. And if I am the one that's like leading that interaction, you're going to fall into that frame and we're both going to be interacting that way. But if I came in and was like, Dan, how's it going, man? So good to see you, dude. All of a sudden, boom, you're like, oh, cool. I'm being led in this way. This is how it's going to go.
This is the tone. Yeah.
This
is
the tone of the you know, and I have made a conscious decision to lead it that way because that's how I want the interaction to go. It's not like manipulation. I mean, I guess it is in a sense.
Well, you're managing their expectations of like what you're going into the interaction looking for. And, you know, when you think about lots of things that we look for, like any service that you interact with, like I'm just thinking about like counseling, right? The amount of people who come to me and have never had counseling before, like they're looking to me to lead them through that process, right? Because they're like, well, I don't know what this looks like. I don't know what to expect out of this. And then my job is to lead them and help them understand what's expected out of the process. It's the same with anything. Like when we look up reviews and we're like, should I buy this thing? And then we look online and we go, okay, this person's kind of helping me make sense of if this is the thing I should buy or what, you know, what the pros and cons of it are. And yeah, like you said, in social interactions, like you're, you know, I've got the memory of like when we were on Morton and you kind of say, all right, 5 minute warning, everyone, we're going to go to the beach. It's like it hits a point, like you can't, you need someone who can kind of help lead in a particular way. Otherwise, we're just kind of like floating around like, what do we do now?
And that's a perfect example. Because if there's seven of us in holiday mode, we're all relaxing. A few people over here reading a book, a few people over here, playing a board game. Few people laying on the hammock down in the yard or whatever. And then just one person goes, this is what's happening. You know, 5 minutes, let's go. And everyone goes, okay. You know, like they're just like, it's like, okay, cool. I get to relinquish control of, you know, making decisions and someone is leading and making this happen for us. Like, let's just do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless someone has something to say about it. And if they do, then that could be good. Cause it's like, actually, why don't we do this? You know, cause then it's like, cool. Cause then two people are designed to lead.
Exactly.
At least you're going to get somewhere, I guess, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Because it kind of, like you said, it kind of allows us to, if we are the observer, if we are the ones being led, it kind of helps us just go, oh, I know what to expect now. It like allows us to sit back into ourselves and go, well, I'm not fearful of like what to say or what's going to happen next.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
what
yeah.
do we do? It's like,
because you're always doing that. You're always creating the next scenario.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, what's going to happen there? And if that person says that, then what's going to, you know, so it takes away that anxiety. You're
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And like, I know for me, I know other people have this as well. It's like, if there is a bit of a silence or if you're kind of sitting there, you kind of think to yourself, oh, should I say something or what do I say here? Or do I suggest something or do I ask this person a question? But, you know, if there's an expectation of like, all right, well, now we're going to go to the beach and then we're going to go and do this or whatever it looks like, you know, in the counseling context, it's like, you know, so you share as much or as little as you want to share. The first session is typically about kind of getting to know your story and also for you to kind of start to feel comfortable with me and the process of what it looks like to share something with a stranger. You know, it's like I've kind of helped them go, okay, well, you can share as much as or as little as you want. You're in control of this process. I'm here to help guide you through what that could look like. You know, it's like I'm trying to set them up in a way where it's like there's no unknowns for them. So they're not kind of going, well, is this okay? Should I be sharing this? Is this helpful for you? It's like you're trying to help guide people. And it's the same with any service, right? Like when you have a good experience going to a business, for example, they explain to you the process. They explain to you, like, this is what very happens rare. Here. It is very rare. Like, the only one I can think of immediately, and it doesn't happen at all of the centers, but the first couple of times I went to City Cave, I think they were really good. And City Cave is like a float and wellness place in Australia where they explain to you, like, all right, we're just getting your room set up for you now. If you want to go and just sit in the relaxation lounge, grab yourself a tea, just have a seat, and I'll come and grab you when I'm ready. Or when the room's ready. And then they come over and grab you. Hey, your room's ready now. Are you ready to come in? Yep, sounds great. Oh, would you like your music on the whole time, just at the beginning? Any questions at all? This is how the shower works. And just they communicate the whole thing. So you're kind of like, oh, this makes sense. This is comfortable.
You know exactly what's happening the whole way.
And
you
it don't very have rarely to think happens.
At all. Yeah, yeah, you yeah. don't have to think at all. And so this is ultimately the point of this episode, is that it's like there's a lot of opportunity in your day-to-day life to lead interactions. And again, you don't necessarily have to be a leader, but just like if you want something to go a particular way, you can just decide that it's just like, you know what, let's take it this way by, you know, introducing a tone that is like that, or just deciding, you know, because most of the time, a lot of micro decisions don't even matter, you know, so it's like, ah, should we get a coffee? Yeah, I guess so. Like, where should we go? You know, it's just like, you know where a good coffee shop is. It's like, hey, let's get a coffee. We're going to leave in about 5 minutes. We'll go there. That place is really good.
Yeah.
And it's just like, boom. It's just like, it's done. Everyone's, you know, happy. You just relinquish control and you get to go about your day-to-day life, not worrying about the decisions and blah, blah. And and the other person then just gets to, you know, sit back and be like, be led by you. You know?
Right.
And again, you don't have to be a leader to do that. But just like, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity for you to shape your reality is what I'm saying.
And also for you to like observe when you're noticing someone who is a good leader. Because I think if you've never really taken the step to be the leader or the one who is confidently offering information, the best way to kind of look for this information is just observing people in your life who you think are good leaders. You know, what is it that they're doing? How are they framing the setup as such? Because it is a setup typically. And is there something in the way that their interactions are going that you can kind of take some inspiration from? Is there a way that you want to like trial it in your own kind of unique way? Because like you said, you don't have to be a leader in the sense that it's like, all right, this is what we're doing. We're going now. It's like you could just offer up information a little bit more confidently instead of creating that anxiety of, oh, we should go and get a coffee. I don't know where to go though. Should we have a look online? It's like you're then creating this whole like conversation that could waste a lot of time,
yeah,
could
raise anxiety.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm feeling like a coffee. I've got a good place to go. Should we go? You know, it's like you're just confidently putting down the information. And that, like you said, that I think that that really helps with kind of removing some of the anxiety and some of the like wasted time that we have just sitting in decision. Like we just sit in decision so much and go, what should we do now? Or is this okay? And sometimes obviously it's okay to just be and just sit. You don't have to do anything. But yeah, if you are that type of person that, you know, maybe notices that you're falling too much into that, like, I don't know what to do now in the moment, maybe just trial it, you know, maybe just try saying something a little bit more confidently and see if you trying, you know, you being the leader is actually going to influence the other person to come on that journey with you. Because it happens, right? Like when I see you do it, it's like, I don't even think to myself like, oh, I want to offer up a counter here. It's like, it actually does relax me knowing that it's like, okay, well, we've got something to do now and I know it's expected. Other people are on board. We don't really have to think about it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
And it could be
like,
small.
It sounds fun as well. Like, yeah, you know, why not?
And you do it like you did it this morning where it's like, hey, I'm not really feeling like doing the podcast this morning. Should we go to the gym and squash?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, okay. I'm cool with that.
Well, yeah. And I was like, you know, yeah, come to mine. We'll have a green tea and then we'll go to squash.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're like, yeah, sure. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But well, that, none of that sounds negative. You know,
no.
It's just like we're just chilling on the deck, having a green tea, and then we're going to go to the gym. Like, exactly. We're always going to do something of like that in that kind of order.
Mm.
And then we did it and you didn't have to think about it. You're just like, okay.
Cool. Exactly. Yeah. And then I didn't have to come here, sit down, and then go, so we can
do
the podcast.
This, or, yeah. And then we had to make a decision about it. Oh, I don't know.
It's this anxiety provoking thing. It's like,
yeah.
It's uncomfortable. So. Yeah, I agree. I think sometimes it is powerful to take that leader role or see yourself as a leader in some situations.
And just like bringing it back, you know, nobody has any idea what's going on.
Mm.
Everyone just wants to feel safe, you know, and any micro decision that you can make, not only will it help you, you know, be better at making decisions, but yeah, just people will feel safer around you and, you know, you can lead interactions and yeah, shape your reality and, you know, change your life however you really want to. If you can just recognize these, I guess, basic human facts, you know? Hopefully you've gotten some value out of this episode.
And if you have, then please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, and we will talk to you in the next one.